Representative Dan Goldman moves to censure Elise Stefanik, Trump's biggest congressional cheerleader. By Bradley J. on January 17, 2024. Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, is moving to censure Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, over her support of due process for Americans arrested for involvement with January 6 and claims that Donald Trump is being unfairly persecuted by left-leaning judges and government officials. Goldman, who before coming to Congress served as an attorney for House Democrats' impeachment efforts of Trump, accuses the House Republican Conference chair of supporting insurrectionists. In a press release heavier on copied and pasted poll-tested Democrat rhetoric than actual substance, Goldman accuses Stefanik of putting her personal ambitions over her integrity, calling her Donald Trump's biggest congressional cheerleader. Her rhetoric betrays her oath of office in the House of Representatives and must be condemned in the strongest possible terms. It read, making several false claims about January 6 and calling that day the gravest attack on American democracy since the Civil War. He particularly takes offense at Stefanik's use of the term hostages in a recent appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, in which he appears to have used the term referring to prisoners who reportedly were arrested and denied access to attorneys or even trials. Among other petty grievances, Goldman also took issue with Stefanik filing an ethics complaint against a federal judge who oversaw the grand jury that indicted Donald Trump over his actions on January 6. According to Stefanik, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell engaged in inappropriate political speech and election interference that violates judicial ethics and suggested re-electing President Trump will lead to fascism in America. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, called Goldman's stunt patently absurd, saying the idea that he would use censure to attack a political opponent is just ridiculous. GOP House Conference Chairwoman Stefanik's executive director, Alex DeGrasse, issued a statement in response to Goldman's announcement. Failed far-left House Democrats are in absolute desperate freefall that Elise Stefanik continues to be one of the most effective members of Congress going on offense every single day exposing Democrats and Joe Biden's corruption and lies, he said. Elise has never been more supported in her district by her Republican colleagues and across upstate New York and America because she stands up for the American people, especially on election integrity and the rule of law to save the republic. Dan Goldman is a corrupt radical New York Democrat who unethically traded tens of millions of dollars in stocks while failing to pay rent, took money from a Jeff Epstein associate, funds terrorist groups like Hamas through his family foundation, launders millions through his family foundation to attack Republican members of Congress, and supports radicals like Tish James who are engaging in witch hunts against President Trump while releasing violent criminals on our streets. Dan Goldman called for President Trump to be eliminated and was widely condemned for his dangerous and violent threat. Dan Goldman and Democrats are desperate because they know Joe Biden is going to lose this November. DeGrasse's statement included links to reports that Goldman has flouted House ethics rules, engaged in suspicious trading activity in over 700 stock trades amid increased scrutiny on congressional insider trading and said Trump has to be eliminated, remarks for which he was forced to apologize. Goldman's censure resolution is not privileged, meaning Johnson will not be forced to bring up the bill on the House floor. In December, Goldman voted against censuring his fellow New York Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman despite the congressman pulling a fire alarm, allegedly to delay a House vote, a potential felony, and lying about it. Bowman was successfully censured. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.